Let us look at a mosque and how the various individuals there are being presented with this choice.
Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Come, have a look at this fantastic roti machine. You put the dough in, watch your favorite drama, and ta-da, roti is ready. No work required. The husband, he will be wrapped around your fingers, even more than normal. He will be singing your praises to everyone, even more than normal. He will feel so lucky to have a blessing like you. Are even more than normal.
Really? All I have to do is put dough in water? But that looks really complicated.
Of course, absolutely nothing else required. And you, my child, you know vegetables are good for you. This French fries maker will keep you healthy and strong, just for $100.
But it looks just like the one available at Amazon for $50.
Ah, but see, that one makes unhealthy French fries. This one is Japanese technology. You see, it keeps the oil out of the fries to give you all the taste without any of the health effects. And you know, I'm selling it at a loss, you know, just for $100 to serve my community.
Ummi, please, can we buy this?
Oh, okay. Your father is always complaining about the roti. Maybe this will solve the problem.
Very good, very good. And you, my cutie pie, mere chitte, how would you like to play this game? You know, it's a lot of fun. It goes dishu-dishu here and dishu-dishu there and everywhere dishu-dishu. It's so much fun. You will have hours of fun with it. What do you think?
Yes, uncle. I would love to have it.
But this game looks like it's for adults. It has an M rating for mature.
Your son looks pretty mature to me. Kyunbai Chite, are you big boy or are you baby?
Of course I'm a big boy. I'm 7 years old. I can read, I can write, I'm also very, very strong. Watch this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah!
Wah, wah, wah. Yes. You see, I think he's ready to make his own decisions. I don't know why you want to treat him like baby.
Yes, don't treat me like a baby. I won that game.
Okay, okay. Tum na bilkul baap pe gaye ho.
That is great, sister. Super fantastic. So you owe me $300, please?
$300? But the sticker you have here on the roti maker says 100. So 100 for the roti maker, 100 for the french fries maker, and 50 for the game. That's 250.
Oh, no, sister. You see what happened? The sticker on that one is in British pound. I imported it and I forgot to take the sticker off. So it comes to $300. You see, your son, your daughter, your husband, they will be so happy with you. Happiness has no price. Happiness is priceless. And this is $300, you know, it's nothing, it's Canada. You know, it goes like this in Canada, 300, nothing. So, you know, what do you think? Why, you don't trust your moment, brother? You know what? You take it for free. You take it and go.
Ummi, you always embarrass me. This nice man is selling it in a mosque. He would not cheat on us. Please give him his money.
Listen to the smart
You know, guy. You're right.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll pack it up and you can pick it up. Okay, thank you.
We now have a group of women entering the mosque.
Assalamu alaikum, sisters.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I am absolutely excited about this speaker. He is so cool. I love his dressing. It's just so hip. He also likes the same hockey team as me. His oration is amazing. And he is so knowledgeable. Love his no-nonsense attitude.
I don't think that the oration and liking a sports team should be the criteria for sitting on the member. I don't find his conduct and character in line with the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt.
Beta, we're a family that was born and bred in Canada. Our mentality is different from people who recently came into this country.
Born and bred in Canada? You're making us sound like cattle. But I do agree with you. We, who have lived here, like a modern and more progressive understanding of Islam. We don't like those speakers who scream and shout and get the crowd all excited just to have a successful event.
Sisters, I agree that those who only stick to history are not fulfilling their responsibility. But I don't think that what you are presenting is a good choice either. According to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, we have to get our knowledge, our religious knowledge, from those who have gotten it from their proper sources, and most importantly, are practicing what they preach.
You are just stuck in the past. Cannot stand someone who is educated and can speak well.
I agree. These people just do not understand how things work here. They don't understand that we've been here from the beginning and are looking for a different kind of majlis.
Look, the purpose of a majlis is to bring people closer to Allah. How can someone who worships wealth bring me closer to Allah? How can someone who is arrogant and cocky teach me how to be humble and well-mannered? How can someone who twists facts through charisma and oration and increase the sectarian division between us Muslims convey the message and strategy of our Miraja to us? How can someone who has never even studied in our proper Hoza, convey the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt? He can give me his opinion, but what I am interested in is in learning the opinion of the Ahlul Bayt on the topic. We do have a choice between these two extremes. We can go to proper ulama who have gotten their knowledge from their proper sources, and most importantly, are practicing what they preach.
I am not interested in the opinion of you or your daughter.
Yeah, why don't you just keep it to yourself? Go listen to your proper boring Malanas.
Sisters, I was sharing my...
Stop! Why don't you go back to your own center, or better yet, back home, if you do not have the intellect to understand the speakers invited here. Yeah. Come on.
A group of native Canadians have come to speak to the mosque officials.
Why don't you talk to the school officials if you have any issues with the school?
Sir, we are talking about residential schools. And for more than 400 years, the First Nations children were forced to attend an institution designed to systematically destroy our culture, heritage, and identity, and convert us to the religion of those running the school.
Really? When did that happen? In the 1600s?
No, sir. The last residential school just closed down in 1996. 150,000 of our children were forced to attend these schools, where they went through the process of forced integration. These schools were ripe with abuse of all types. Tens of thousands of our children were abused with everything from rapes to inhumane beatings to a program designed to completely integrate them into a quote-unquote modern society by stripping them of their rich cultural heritage and their identity.
We know Muslims help the people who need a voice, so please help us in giving a voice to the voiceless.
We really admire Muslims as people who stand up for justice, so we hope that you will not turn us down.
Please wait here. We will let you know shortly.
Let's go discuss this in the boardroom. Please have some tea.
It sounds like a conspiracy theory. I don't think it could happen here. They must be exaggerating.
No, brothers. The government has accepted and acknowledged this issue. The extent of damage done to these children is unbelievable. You can go online and research about residential schools. It's a very, very tragic issue. I think we must support these oppressed people. It's part of our religion to always stand up for the oppressed.
Yes, I agree. As a youth committee representative, I can assure you of the full support of the youths in this initiative.
No, I think we should ignore this. We have enough problems of our own.
Well, I disagree. I think we should at least take the advice of an alim before making a decision.
No, these political issues need to be decided by us. Let the Mulana worry about Islamic stuff like Quran and Salah. We should not involve or even inform him about our decisions on these types of matters.
Yes, we have applied for multiple government grants. Participating in a rally can jeopardize that. Why should we take this risk for people who are not even Muslims?
Because Islamic matters are not just limited to Quran and Salat. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a political leader. In the Imam of our time, when he comes, he will establish a government based on justice, inshallah. And if we want to prove ourselves worthy of his leadership, then we must act on the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam and always be supporters of the oppressed, irrespective of their religion. Staying silent on social and political issues is not Islamic. Islam not only teaches us how to clean our clothes when a drop of blood falls on them, it also teaches us our duties in terms of social justice. I again urge you, brothers, to please take the advice of an alim before making a decision.
When we stand for social justice, we become ambassadors of a positive change in society. The Muslim youths are very active in all social issues, but our elders seem to have this irrational fear about exercising their rights.
We will now hear from a youth who will explain to us what he has learned from a lecture on Labbaik Ya Hussein.
In the youth section of the program today, I was asked to explain what I understood from the lecture last week. What does Labbaik Ya Hussein mean to me? Labbaik Ya Hussein means that I always make the right choice. Labbaik Ya Hussein means that I treat others the way I expect them to treat me. Labbaik Ya Hussein means that I do not define my community or social circle based on my ethnicity or place of origin, but based on the love that person has for Allah and by extension for my Imam. Anyone who loves Imam Hussein is part of my community. Labbaik Ya Hussein means excellence in everything I do, so I can be in a position to help others. Labbaik Ya Hussein means watching what is halal and abstaining from what is haram. Labbaik Ya Hussein means being a friend of the oppressed. Labbaik Ya Hussein means having the love and fear of Allah in my heart. Labbaik Ya Hussein means sacrifice. Labbaik Ya Hussein means living with my head held high. And Labbaik Ya Hussein means never giving an oath of allegiance to the media, the majority, the norm, or to any other modern idol. Imam Hussein said to Yazid, someone like me can never give an oath of allegiance to someone like you. For me, Labbaik Ya Hussein means striving to be like Hussein alayhi salam in everything I do. Salawat.
Sister, wait, sister. Sorry, this is an ordinary French fries maker. And The roti machine requires a little more than just dough and water. Also, this game is not appropriate for your son. I'm so sorry. I also charge you twice the price. Here's half of your money. Sorry, so sorry.
Thank you. It requires a lot of courage to admit one mistake and to make amends. You are indeed a courageous person.
Thank you, sister. So sorry.
We need to apologize to those sisters. Excuse me, sisters. We realize we should not have spoken to you in that manner. The center belongs to Imam Hussein, not to us. You are most welcome here, and I'm very sorry.
Yes, we will think about what you have said and read the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt on who deserves to sit on the member and the criteria we need when learning religion from someone.
I accept your apology, and I'm also really sorry if I offended you.
I think we should let Chief Atlio and his congregation speak at our mosque. Chief Atlio, may we have a word?
Yes.